like a snake calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
All right, thanks for tuning in. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. Here, broadcasting sounds from a long, long way away if you're listening in Canada. These are some of, especially the stuff I play at the start of the show, is music that I recall from growing up. And this band I'm about to start with is definitely one of those. They're a band called The Whitlams, and they're perfect to revisit today because... to pay respect for the passing of Gough Whitlam, a fantastic Australian Prime Minister. Yes, sometimes national leaders really do the right thing, and Australia was blessed for a certain period of time to have a visionary man, and history looks very well at his achievements. He died just a matter of days ago. I think he was about 93. I'll double check that in the break. But an extraordinarily progressive leader and much loved by so many people, to the point where a band was even formed relating to his last name. So the Whitlams were formed in 1992 in the suburb of Newtown in Sydney. And they're a piano-based band featuring Tim Friedman as the pianist and songwriter. They had a little bit of tragedy. I think actually two members of the band, of the original lineup, actually committed suicide along the way, which is very sad, but they made some really fabulous music and very uniquely Australian, especially in the lyrics, particularly this song that we're about to play for you at the start. This is a song called Gough, so all about Gough Whitlam, who was a Prime Minister of Australia, who just died. He was the 21st Prime Minister. He was a Labor politician, and he was the Prime Minister from 1972 to 1975. And his list of achievements are just amazing, like, you know, especially compared to Tony Abbott, who is the current Prime Minister, who many, you know, most progressive people agree that he's not doing very well for the country of Australia. Gough Whitlam did incredible things in regard to land rights for Aboriginal people. He actually made, believe it or not, university education free for a certain period of time. I'll go into this song and I'll give you some more facts about his... here we go. I've actually got something up here. What else did he do? He was the first world leader to appoint a dedicated advisor for women's affairs. He ended Australia's involvement in the Vietnam War. He ended conscription, ended the death penalty. He established legal aid in Australia. What else? Protected environmental sites. He ratified the World Heritage Convention in 1974, which gave the government the power to protect environmental sites designated significant by UNESCO. He lowered the voting age to 18. And it goes on and on. And in fact, probably the best thing, well, not necessarily, but I guess from the vantage point of where I'm sitting right now, one of the best things he did was he started 2JJJ Radio in 1975, which went on to become Triple J, 3JJJ, which was the National Youth Broadcasting Network, which just, you know, changed the landscape of Australian music and culture by broadcasting good independent music across the whole country. It was publicly funded and without any ridiculous ads or commercial, you know, bad music. And so the Whitlams, who I'm just about to play, are a band that I heard, you know, I discovered them through listening to Triple J Radio. So again, it all goes back to the decisions of this visionary politician in 1975. He started this, got this radio station up and going. So here it is. Here's a band called The Whitlams, named after Gough Whitlam, Prime Minister of Australia, 21st Prime Minister of Australia, who just died on 21st of October. So here is a song called Goff. It's a good one. Hope you enjoy it.
Little song about a man called Goff and a little boy wanted to be tarred with the same brush. He learned Latin, held his head up high, and he hated the liberals, though he didn't know why. There were reasons.
How long have you got?
There are always reasons. Ooh.
How long have you got?
Little boy is on the stage tonight. His name is Anthony Hayes and he's doing all right. They both went to the same local Canberra school, but Stevie was 9 in 1972. What a party.
A big day for both of us.
Good reason to party. Ooh. A bush ranger was slaughtered and Goff was betrayed. November 11, he wouldn't survive. The governor general in 75. November 11, yeah.
A big day for all of us.
I said November 11, Ned Kelly died. Our shame frames a shame and we all cried. For you, Goff, you, Goff, you, Goff. Ever Goff with them, you, Goff, you, Goff, you, Goff. Ever Goff.
Morning tea each day, and I said, you don't need to be on a diet if you wanna come out tonight. I said, our prim gringo, he's got a lot of money and he'll take us to the bars where they got a few. He'll buy us those beers, they give it to you in bottles, and we land them on the top and it don't taste too bad. I'm telling you. She came in for hot chips and sauce. She said, I said, now you're talking. And she took me home to meet her mother. My fourth customer was Sandy. She came in for nothing I could see except me. So it was I too was eating a hamburger of sorts within an hour. But I made dinner and I, but I give them all the world. And if they work, I keep them. If they don't, I keep them.
headlights and a dodgy PA. You trod the planks way back then, and it's strange that you're here again, here again. And I wish I knew the right words to make you feel better. Walk out of this place and defeat them in your secret battle. Show them you can be your own man again. Don't explain. Lots of little victories take on the pain. It takes so long to earn. You can double up or you can burn. You can burn. And I wish I knew the right words to make you feel better. Walk out of this place and defeat them in your secret battle. Show them you can be your own man. Table so they can say that the trains run on time. Flashing lights, it's a real show. And your wife, I wouldn't go home. The little bundles need care, and you can't be your father there. Father there. And I wish I knew the right words to make you feel better. Walk out of this place and defeat them in your secret battle. Show them you can be your own man again. Show them you can be your own man again. And I wish I knew the right words to blow off the pokies and drag them away. Cause I've taken the food off the table so they can say that the trains run on time. Another man there was made the trains run on time.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
And you're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And just a little commemoration today, paying respects to Gough Whitlam, the late 21st Prime Minister of Australia, who just passed away on the 21st of October. He was a Labor politician and did incredible things. You know, it's hard to believe maybe now in our cynical age where leaders don't seem to be doing much good of anything, that a man like this came along and did incredibly progressive things. I listed a few of them before. You know, for instance, establishing, you know, he was the first world leader to appoint a dedicated advisor for women's affairs. He created a diplomatic relationship with China. That's another thing that he did. He enacted the Racial Discrimination Act. Lots of work towards Aboriginal land rights and free medical care. So amazing things Gough Whitlam did. And he just died a couple of days ago. And so that band that I just played for you was called The Whitlams, named after Gough himself. I played for you. First up was their song called Gough, which was, I guess, their theme song, all about him. And And actually, if you're listening closely to the lyrics, might have been difficult to make sense of if you weren't aware of the background story that, in fact, Gough was sacked as the Prime Minister through a very interesting process. There was a double dissolution in Parliament because, it's very hard to explain, but he was controversially dismissed by the Governor General at the climax of a constitutional crisis in 1975. The only Prime Minister ever to have been terminated in that manner, because the opposition party was blocking supply in the Senate. I did learn all about this in university and should be able to explain it better, but it would take a long time. But needless to say, it was a drama-filled period of time. But geez, it would have been cool to live back then. Free university education, can you believe that? Anyway. The three songs I played for you by the Whitlams were Gough, and then a song called I Make Hamburgers, and the third song there was called Blow Up the Pokies, which I guess is the Whitlams' kind of protest song about the sad state of affairs of poker machines taking over live music venues. New South Wales has the highest proportion of poker machines in the Western world, which is very sad. So there you have it. That's a very, very brief tribute to Gough Whitlam, Prime Minister, who just died. How old was he? He might have actually been 98. Let me think. I think, yeah, he was in his 90s. That's for sure. And, you know, I should mention it as by way of comparison, of course, Tony Abbott, who we do have in power right now, you could do this comparison. Ever since Gough passed away, there's been good, lists of, these are 15 great things that Gough Whitlam did when he was in power. And unfortunately, you can look at lists 15 bad things the current Prime Minister Tony Abbott has done. It is very sad. Allowing logging in national forests. Abolishing the climate condition and defunding the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, repealing the carbon tax, allowing coal companies to dredge in the Great Barrier Reef. It goes on. Slashed funding to scientific research. So anyway, but there was a time when visionary people like Gough Whitlam were around. I guess maybe a little. Let's hope that it'll return, especially to this country of Canada. So you are on Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. Thanks for listening. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com. And we're also at Twitter, at ozstranded. So I will be right back very soon.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
So I did mention before in a previous show that I'd play some more Fred Eaglesmith because I was kind of quite impressed when I saw him play in Regina just a couple of months back when I was visiting family, just because he's one of those old school troubadours who's out there, 200 nights a year playing roots music. And, he tells a good yarn and he's entertaining. And I picked up one of his CDs at the merch stand. And we're going to play one track from that. And also, I had a quick chat with him actually at the merch stand. He signed the CD and I said, have you ever been to Australia? And he said, yes. He said, numerous times. And he said, have you heard of Casey Chambers? I said, yeah, she's a female artist. And he said, she's covered a couple of his songs. So I'm going to play for you one of the Fred Eaglesmith songs that I found online that Casey Chambers has covered. She's quite a popular, I really don't know much about her. I think she might be verging on kind of a mainstream artist in Australia. So I'm curious to hear what this cover sounds like anyway. So I'll get to that after a couple of original Fred Eaglesmith songs. So here's a first one called Thinking About You. And I'm going to play for you a track from the record Cha 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 called Careless, which I actually saw online that he played on Letterman, which is cool. So here we go. Here's Canadian singer-songwriter Fred Eaglesmith.
I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about the way you walk. I'm thinking about the way you talk and the things you do. I think about you. I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about the way you are. I'm thinking about the way you look. When you're driving in my car, I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. Thinking about you. I'm thinking about the smile on your face and every move that you make and every breath that you take and how it steals mine away. And in the middle of the night, stars streak across the sky. I make a wish, I hope my dreams come true. I think careless with my love. I'm like the only star above. You wish upon a wing of love. I think you're careless with my love. I think your heart of mine won't show. You take the push and make it show. You throw away the magic potion. I think you're careless with my love.
I think you're careless with my love. I think you're careless with my love. I think you're careless with my love. I think you're careless with my
Darling, I'm a coming down old route number 67. I just got off the turnpike avoiding the Ohio State inspection. Johnny Law followed me up the road, then he turned off and he let me go.
Oops, there appears to be a bit of a playback issue there. I'm just going to go to an ad and see what happens. 1 second. You're unstranded.
I just got
and you can jump on the breeze. Oh,
guess this old truck ain't worth shutting down. And your voice last night on the telephone said you wouldn't be there when I got home. So when I get to Cleveland, I'm gonna head back south. Well, the light keeps coming on. I got water in the fuel. Oh, my brakes are gone. I got a left front tire thrown thread. By tomorrow morning I could be dead. Baby, maybe you've been right all along. The one who was always going away. All you wanted to do was to settle down. You wanted to buy that little trailer had on the edge with the money you were saving, with a carport and a color TV, no place to turn around. While the light keeps coming on, I got water in the fuel. My brakes are gone. I got a left front tire, a thrown thread. By tomorrow morning I could be dead. Baby, maybe you've been right all along. Baby, maybe you've been right all along. Remember that winter when the lake froze over? We drove out there after we'd unloaded. We wrapped that truck and we spun it round and round. Then we lifted idling out on that ice. We crawled in the sleeper and I held you tight. Baby, I'm sure on thin ice. Well, the light keeps coming on. I got water in the fuse. Oh, my brakes are gone. I got a left front tire throwing thread. By tomorrow morning, I could be dead. Baby, maybe you've been right.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
You're on Stranded. So that was Australian female performer Casey Chambers and her cover of a Fred Eaglesmith song called Water in the Fuel. Fred Eaglesmith, real troubadour. He's out on the road all the time in a van that's, I think, powered by vegetable oil. Interesting chap. And I had a chance to quickly meet him at a show that I saw him play in Regina. And I played for you a few of his songs there. Lastly, a cover song there, Casey Chambers. And at the start of the set was a song called Thinking About You. And then the second song was called Careless from the record Cha Cha Cha. So that's Fred Eaglesmith, and of course at the end there, Casey Chambers with her cover of Water in the Fuel. You're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Let's bring it up to the present now and get into some new music from Australia. This is a band called the Trotskys from Melbourne, and they have their debut single is called DYR. And they're really influenced by the sort of dense, dark, dream pop of the 80s, that British kind of stuff, Jesus and Mary Chain. But also in their press release here, Rowland S. Howard, of course. Well, that's, I'm interested to hear what this sounds like, because he's a fine influence. Of course, Rowland S. Howard of The Birthday Party. So here it is. Here's a band from Melbourne called The Trotskys. The song is called DYR.
Thank you.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Two things I will carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
Delicious we had. Yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, even sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Basha Balat, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And you're listening to Strand of the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. So those three tracks there were brand new songs. So let's see what we had. At the top of the set was a band called the Trotskys from Melbourne. I really loved that sound. Kind of Joy Division sort of sound. And the single was called DYR. And in the middle there was a band from Perth called The Morning Light. They're a three-piece. And you heard a single called So Now. And finally, the last song there was by an artist named Jazzia. This person was born in Jamaica, raised in the US, and has been living in Australia since the age of 18. Classically trained vocalist, violinist, and guitarist. Multi-instrumentalist. Well, we introduce you to Jazzia today with a single called Safety. All right, let's get into the Canadian music now. Here's a brand new single that's just been released from a local Vancouver group called Haiku Charlie. They're an all-girl band, I believe. Here's a single called Ghost Buildings. You are listening to Stranded.
Sometimes I think you're probably the finest ship ever to have sailed the Vortex.
Oh, I know, Doctor. This is the end of the world news.
So now we know.
Now we know for sure.
But why are they...
I'm waiting for you.
Indeed we are, Doctor. Thursday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m.
Okay, you're on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. We're into the Canadian music now. And they're the very, very easily identifiable sounds of the New Pornographers. That's the title track and the first track off their record, Bill Bruises. And before that was Fistful of Snacks, local Vancouver artist, with a song called A Rope. And at the top of the set, was another local Vancouver group called Haiku Charlie with a brand new single called Ghost Buildings. So this is Stranded. And don't forget, you can find us online at strandedradio.com. I'm taking a break. I guess the last couple of weeks I haven't had any guests, but musical guests will be back. I like to do that. Just very simple acoustic strumming and singing here in the studio. It's a great thing. It'll be back. Let's play some more new Canadian music for the remainder of the show. This is a group called Whitehorse. They're a guy and a gal duo. I think they might be married, actually. Could be wrong, but I thought I read that somewhere. Anyway, this is from an EP that was released this year. And I'm going to play for you the title track. This is Whitehorse.
Bien informé, y a du grabuge dans les quartiers plus bas, y a le feu dans le jardin des lilas. J'y retournerai plus, car je fuis le soleil. Lucifer me poursuit, armé de fusil. Je ne rentrerai plus chez moi, je serai solitaire avec l'aube à mes trousses, éphémère sans repère. Regarde la pluie remonter aux nuages. Alors disons adieu aux enfants sages et aux amoureux encore à corps. Le fruit pourri échappe aux charognards. J'y retournerai plus, car je fuis le soleil. Lucifer me poursuit, armé d'un fusil. Je ne rentrerai plus chez moi. Je serai solitaire avec l'aube à mes trousses. Éphémère sans relève, je ne sais plus ce que je vois. Dans le miroir, il n'y a que mes trousses.
l'Amérique que le reste du monde. J'y retournerai plus, car je fuis le soleil. Lucifer me poursuit, armé d'un fusil. Je ne rentrerai plus chez moi, je serai solitaire. Avec l'aube à mes trousses, éphémère sans repère. Avec l'aube à mes trousses, éphémère sans repère.
Thank you.
Well, that Chad Van Galen sure knows how to make some interesting sounds. That's his latest record, Shrink Dust. And that song was called Where Are You? And before that was Corb Lund with the title track off his record called Counterfeit Blues. And at the top of the set was a French-Canadian duo, guy and girl, and they go by the name of White Horse. And the album and song I played, I cannot pronounce because I don't speak French. It's Ephemère Sans Sepre, whatever that means. I don't know. nice song, anyway. You are listening to Stranded. We'll be right back. We've got about 8 minutes left of the show.
I'd like you to hear something. They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
All right, let's get into the music. We have African Rhythms coming up next after this show with David Love Jones. This is a band called Frog Eyes from Victoria, British Columbia. Their latest record is called Carrie's Cold Spring. And I picked the song Don't Give Up Your Dreams because we can always use a reminder of that. This is Frog Eyes.
Don't give up your dreams. Don't give up your dreams. When the patient is sad and the parking lot is full and the padlock was smashed in the golden window, Black Block Reader hates your automobile. She's saying don't try to live off your dreams. She's saying don't ever try and live off your the speaker is bad, and the speaker is cold, and the common insurrection has left you feeling bold. But Black Block Reader needs to pour your heart to you. She's punching her maid in disguise, and she's punching her maid in disguise.
Down, 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 down. town to see the golden shops. Oh no, no, no. We're gonna take them down, 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 down to see the golden shops. Oh no, no, no. Oh, you're running from a rave, when you're running from a rave, when you're running from a rave. Running from a rave, when you're 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 running from a rave. Oh no, 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 don't give up.
So that was Frog Eyes from Victoria, British Columbia, and we're almost out of time. I'll leave you with one more song. This is from a group called Mecha Normal. I think they've been around for quite a long time, from Vancouver, and this is a song called Art Was the Great Leveler. African Rhythms, up right after this. Bye-bye.
They met at a party given by mutual friends. People named Fortune. She always liked that part of the story. They were both painters who loved nothing more than to pack up their watercolor gear and hike into the local mountains to paint landscapes. She was young and captivated by his charm and impressed with his brash, unschooled talent. Which side of town they were from wasn't a big enough issue to keep them apart.
Bayou Friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the